Greetings, everyone. This is Amy's Messaging Minute for September. And from now on, I'm going to, just like our attorney and pharmaceutical advertising friends, add a disclaimer to all messaging minutes from now on. You know the ones where they remind you that their advice isn't attorney-client advice or to check with your physician before exploring certain medicines and so forth. So here's mine. What I'm sharing with you in my messaging minute is not consultant-client advice. It's for informational purposes. It has general application but does not constitute consultant-client advice and should be not be relied upon as a substitute for primary research with your audience. There you go. Don't say I didn't warn you. Okay, messaging minute. Start the clock. Make the big small. Gallup conducted their annual survey regarding Americans' opinions of economic systems. They found that ratings of big business continue to decline. Only 37% rate big business positively, while 95% rate small business positively. They also rated free enterprise positively at 81%. Capitalism, however, had a much lower approval rating than free enterprise. So there's some very subtle messaging you need to pay attention to, and we'll deal with the capitalism and free enterprise and socialism in the next episode. But perceptions of big business have tumbled. What does that mean for you? Well, remember that your advocacy audience, your PAC prospects, they're represented in those numbers. They feel that way, even if they draw a paycheck from your organization. So how do we overcome that? For big business, you've got to make the big small. Every big business has small communities they serve. They have underdog small customers that they help through the creation of their products and services. That needs to be emphasized in your advocacy messaging and, yes, in your PAC messaging as well, beyond the simple, hey, contribute to our bottom line. Engaging in these advocacy issues contributes, if we win this issue, it contributes to our bottom line, and the PAC helps that as well, and it helps us be bigger and gain market share, and all that's fine. I wouldn't say jettison those messages, but let's look about how we can get those people who are a little antagonistic toward big business to think about it in a different way and think about all these small entities that your big entity helps. Okay? Again, not intended to be consultant client advice or acted on as such and may not be applicable to your situation absent your primary research. So you know where to find us for that. In the meantime, make the big small. This is Amy's Messaging Minute.